I've had some scripture on my heart since early in the week, I guess. And talking, I can't even remember for sure. I think it might have been with Lee sometime this week. And some other scriptures came up, and I never even know how what the Lord had on my heart was going to tie in with them scriptures that we was talking about. But I want to start reading over in Psalms. Hence, please pray. I'm nothing. And I can't preach.
Bless you, brother.
I'm thankful for the one that can.
Amen.
I just want to get out of the way.
Yes.
Let him have free reign this morning.
Yeah, Lord.
All I know to do is follow God, and we're going to read. As far as I have to read in the 104th chapter, thank you, Jay. I'm just going to start at the beginning and read until the Lord says stop. But 104th chapter of the book of Psalms, starting in the first verse, says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flame and fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At thy voice, thy thunder, they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild ashes quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heavens have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests, as for the stork. The fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointeth the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his own going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together, and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work, and to do his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hath thou made them. The earth is full of thy riches. And I'm going to stop there for just a minute. And we'll take our time this morning just for a little bit. Right. But I got to thinking on these scriptures for just a little. And I thought about this as David was speaking these things. And he was telling of the goodness of God and telling about all the wonderful things and how marvelously that God had made the world and how that it survived by the hand of God. Each individual thing he named off there from the beasts, the cattle, the birds, and all these different things. God was taking care of each of these things. And it talked about how that the waters flowed down into the midst of the valleys and from the high places and down in there, and how each one of these things they took from that with those waters, and how that they enjoyed it from those things, and how that those waters came down and they nurtured even the plants that was in that area and in those places where it flowed. And I got to thinking on that just a little bit, how that it talked about it got on down through there, and it said that the trees of the Lord was full of sap. And I thought about how them trees had stood there, and I know a lot of times we visualize ourselves, and he spoke of man even in these things right here. But I got to thinking, Darrell Woody, as I got to praying about these things and thinking over them in my heart. You just pray for just a little bit. My heart went over to a man by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. And I got to thinking about over there. If you want to read it, it's over in the book of Daniel. We may turn over there in just a minute. But I got to thinking about old Nebuchadnezzar. How that he had a troubling dream one time in his life. And he saw a tree that was flourishing. How everything was surviving in the branches of that tree. He was looking at that tree, and in his dream it was puzzling what this meant. How that everything was flourishing around that tree, and one day that tree was cut down, and the stump was covered, but the roots stayed where they were at. The stump was still there, but that tree fell one day. He's got the troubling on Nebuchadnezzar. He got the searching for answers. He called unto the magicians. He called unto everybody he could. He's the one to find the answer, Donnie. And what was going on. And that tree looked so strong. That tree looked so fruitful. That tree looked like it was helping others. Hey, but there was something wrong with that tree. Hey, old Nebuchadnezzar got to wondering, why did that tree get cut down? Why did that tree not able to flourish anymore? You know what happens when you cut a tree down, Tommy? You cut the sap off of it. It ain't ever grown more, it's bark. But you took me a tree down, you cut it off down low, there's no coming back from that, is it? And when you bind that stump down with iron and you bind that thing up, there's not even a sprout going to come out of that tree no more, is there? Yes, Nebuchadnezzar got troubled about this. I may have to read some of it. Bear with me just a minute. Daniel was writing to him over here in the 4th chapter of the book of Daniel. Daniel was telling him here. He's telling Nebuchadnezzar when he called to him and asking him to tell him what has happened. I want you to understand something about Nebuchadnezzar. This was a man that ruled Babylon. This was a man that had everything you could imagine. It overtook Israel and brought them into captive. He had them under his thumb, what he thought. His ruling what was supposed to be God's in his eyes. He thought he had all control over everything that was going on. There's something happening there, Daniel, in that man's life one day when he saw three children
that was willing to stand for God, knowing what power that man had in his hands. They wasn't scared of Nebuchadnezzar, and they let him go right quick. They feared their God above what he could do to them. I believe up to that point, old Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't know the difference in the right and the wrong in his life. But there came a day when he saw something. Them three children that was willing to stand for God. And he looked down the early peak. He was in the midst of a fiery furnace, yes. He looked down in there. And the first time in his life, he saw Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
There's a lot today. Think they're in charge. There's a lot today. Think they got the church and got God under their thumb. And it's something come along in their life, Lee, just like you did the other day. And they'll see God.
Amen.
They'll see Jesus. They'll see something different about a child of God. And they'll go to trouble them down in their soul. I'm going to take it. I'm going to preach this morning. I'm going to tell you something. You know what it done at first in Nebuchadnezzar's life? Made him mad. He got so mad. He wanted him dead.
Yeah.
And he done everything in his power and power with him to have them killed. There's a lot today. Got to the point they hate the church, they hate the people of God, and they hate God. And they want you dead. They don't want to hear you no more, David Woody. They don't want to know no more about your God. And they sure don't want you standing for them when it goes against what they got. They don't have a God in their life. Let me tell you something. Them three children had to go in the fire. Them three children had to face the flames. Them three children had to be bound by this world. They had to be taken right up to the gates of hell. They had to be threatened with their very life. But they never bent. They never bowed. They never changed.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know how to get on this. This morning. Why, preacher? There's a man named Nebuchadnezzar had to see him go through it. There's a man named Nebuchadnezzar that had himself high-lifted up and had to see Jesus one day. How was he going to see it? He was going to see the children have to be brought low. He was going to see them three Hebrew children have to be cast into what looked like the very end. Why, preacher? Because when that time comes in their life, just like it should in a child of God's, when we come down to that point, we need to see us walking through the fire with Jesus. You know where they was bound? In the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. You know where they was loose? In the fire. Get in the fire, church. I will surround it down. I don't. Why not, preacher? I got in the fire this morning. Not by my strength. Not by my strength. I declare you. It's the power of God that will cut the binding off of you. It's the power of God that lets you walk when the flames are a vision selling you. Nebuchadnezzar got trouble, didn't he? When he had that dream. I think he's been somebody getting troubled. I think both of us showing some of us.
Yes, sir.
Every one of us.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
And we've been trying to figure it out, but what's going on? What's wrong? What's happening? Well, there's an interpreter of dreams here this morning.
Yes.
See, Daniel didn't have no magic. In the Spirit of God. Daniel wasn't no hocus pocus. Boom, where it was. No, he got trouble, didn't he? He got trouble wondering what that meant. He spent quite a while trying to figure out, Lord, what I tell this man. Hey, I promise you, the man of God might you peek. Hey, we ain't hocus pocus. Hey, there Woody, they ain't no poof where it is, brother. You want me to tell you where the Word of God, when it gets preached, come from? It takes some troubling in your life. It takes some troubling in my life. And it takes the Spirit of God to give a man a boldness. Daniel stood before the king and told him the truth.
Amen.
It's the Spirit of God.
Yes,
that'll give a man the words to stand and tell the people the truth. As scared as he might be.
Yes, sir.
You get scared, preacher. I stay terrified.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I ain't scared of you. I'm scared of the one I preach.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I am? I'm scared for you.
Right.
I'm scared
yes,
for
sir.
Me.
Right,
hello.
It's all right. That's the word. Understand.
I'm going to be a little bit here. Oh, Daniel. That's the 20th verse. 4th chapter. Chapter of Daniel. The tree that thou sawest which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heavens had their habitation, it is thou, O king. Thou art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field till even times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee,
till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom, listen, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, listen, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be accepted unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be that lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. And I want you to understand that right after this, I think it's about says 12 months and a year went by. Hey, if this man walked right into his kingdom, he forgot all about what the man of God had told him. He looked and said, look what I've done. Look what I've got. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. We said under message after message after message, God telling us, hey, you're not in charge. You're not the ruler. I will cut you down. And we walk right out of the house of God. There's going to come a day like it did in Nebuchadnezzar's life when God got real of him. Hey, it was a year after what God had to say, and when he got lifted up in his own heart, God brought him down. How many times we heard what God had to say, and we shrugged it off. He told this man Nebuchadnezzar, I'm going to cut you down. But he said, and whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Let this counsel be acceptable to you this morning. In the garden was Adam created. In the garden, Adam had free reign in the garden. And there come a time in Adam's life when Adam chose to let himself be lifted up. Adam put himself above God. Adam got to looking around and said, look what all I got. That tree's just as much mine as it is God's. I can have what I want. God had warned him, J. Roberts. God had warned him. Do not take this fruit. God had warned Nebuchadnezzar, do not get lifted up in yourself. Do not get to thinking you're in control. And they come a day when he was cut down. Ain't you glad there's still access to the root? Nebuchadnezzar couldn't take that old tree that used to sit on that roof. He couldn't take that old tree, Terry, that was there on that stump. He couldn't set it back up on her. You know what he had to do? Hey, as I got to reading over there in that book of Psalms, that 104th chapter there, you get to reading that and you find where every beast was allowed to be able to drink a little bit from the water that flowed. Every beast was there to enjoy the benefits of what God had placed there. Every beast was able to. But you know what? Sometimes we get ourselves lifted up like we think we're the tree. We think we're the ones that's supplying places for people to rest. That we're the ones that's giving shade to those that's hot. We're the ones that's helping those that's walking beneath us.
Yeah.
That's what old Nebuchadnezzar got.
Yes.
You know what the Lord done? He cut his little tree down. And where did he put him? Right down there to eat with the beasts.
He sure did.
Right down there, the dew was falling on him, just like it was everything else he used to think walked beneath him. He didn't just put him down to a servant. He didn't just put him down as to somebody working as a blacksmith, somebody having to work as a mason. He didn't just bring him down to a person that he thought was low. He put him in the field eating grass with the very beast there was. The Lord will cut us down. And he puts you right down to the very bottom and show you just how you got to where you used to be. I like what he said, though. Thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule.
Yeah.
get back in the garden?
Yes, sir.
You know how to get back to what you once had? Well, you ain't going back as Adam no more.
Yes, sir.
You ain't going back, Darrell. It's the old tree that got cut down. We ain't going back in as Donnie used to be. We ain't going back in as Adam, this old fleshly man was. No, there's some swords right there at that door. And you know what them swords will do? They'll cut your little tree down.
Amen.
What was they said over there? He said, let me find it and I'll read it to you. Bear with me. He's a watchman. A watcher. I'll find it. I can't find it. In the 23rd. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it. That was not a tree to be lifted up ever again. It's still access to the root.
Yeah.
Where's your sap come from? It's got to be dug in on it. So I got to study on sap this week.
Oh, yeah.
Has sin bothered any of you this week?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Has sin bothered you at all?
Yes, sir.
You know what happens when you skin a tree?
You go
hard. Hey, something starts coming out and starts trying to fill that hole in.
Yeah.
And it starts trying to smooth back over what once was all messed up. Yeah. And you know what you'll notice when you go by a tree that's been skinned? You'll notice that sap, don't you?
Yeah.
It gets to running. It gets to moving out of that tree. I got studying on that every year. You know what sap does? It's alive. It moves, Darrell.
Yeah.
It moves. You know how to tell how old the tree is? Everybody in here no doubt knows. You count them rings, don't you? You count them rings. What's them rings made of? That's from the movement of the sap.
Yep.
Going up and down in that tree. That creates another layer every year. That helps that tree to grow strong. It starts out as some little weak little old limb. Hey, that might need other trees around it to help it stand. But the further that, the bigger that tree grows. Hey, the more rings it hangs on its own. Hey, the more spirit, the more sap that flows through that tree, the stronger it gets. Hey, and the bigger the storm comes, hey, the more that tree can withstand. The more it gets shook, the more it stands strong.
Yes, sir.
You want to know why there's so many dead people in our world?
Come on.
This time of year, Isaac, you'd walk through the woods and you can tell a pine tree from an oak tree, from a maple tree, from a beech tree, from any other tree in the woods, can't you? From a distance, you can spot that pine tree. Why? Because they don't lose their green.
That's right.
There's always some sap moving in that tree, ain't there? Larry, when times get hard, when the winter comes in our life, it ain't hard to tell a tree of the Lord from a tree of the world.
Right.
You want me to tell you something? When winter comes, when the trials come, the trees of the Lord will be full of sap.
Yes.
There'll be something looping in. When our old flesh goes to rearing up, David, and our sins of our lives, which will come every day of your life, which will fight you every breath you take. You've got a strong sap moving around underneath your bark. There's a tree up above my house. I've been watching. I told Jake, when you go up there hunting, be careful that tree's getting ready to fall. There's a big old poplar tree that evidently got hit by lightning a while back, and I've been watching it die, and watching it die, and watching it die. And I went up there the other day, and that root ball was laying up in the air, and it doesn't fail up there. Hey, you want me to tell you something? Hey, you won't know what was wrong with it? Didn't have no sap in it. Hey, and it come to winter time, and when the winds got to blowing in the winter, hey, it didn't even have no strength at all to be able to withstand. Hey, when them hard winds got to blowing about 2 weeks ago, that tree fell.
Listen, thank you, God.
You don't want to know what's going to happen in your life if you ain't got Jesus. You're going to keep getting better and better and better. Say, preacher, that ain't a word. I don't care. You know what I mean. Life. I got to study in that. Listen, it's just no definition. Sap is the blood of a tree. That's the definition. The blood of a tree. You know what? This is what Dean come up with. You know what sap will do for a tree? Give it life.
Yes, sir.
It'll give it life. Ain't one of us in here, if I cut you in front of you, you're going to bleed out. You're going to die right here before I die. Don't you think spiritually that you can make it without Jesus? Don't you think naturally that you can make it without Jesus?
No, sir.
There's a lot bleeding out today. There's been times, darling, I've stood by people I love.
Yes, sir.
And I watched them die.
Yes, sir.
And they were so bad. So bad. I tried, David. Do everything I could to save them. Yes, to keep them here. Not a thing I could do. But we'll get somebody something I can do this morning.
That's right.
I'd be a willing vessel to stand this morning and tell you the truth.
Yeah.
If you lost, you're going to hell. If you're saved, you're going to heaven.
Amen.
If you ain't full of sap this morning, if you ain't got the Spirit of God moving down in your soul, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, that tree fell dead. But you know what? Hey, when the Lord gave him a chance to come to himself, hey, he restored everything back to him. He gave him more than he ever realized he could have.
Yeah.
I wouldn't point you out over nobody, Lee, but I heard a man stand this morning and give his testimony about how God brought him down and how God brought him back more than he ever knew he could have.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I don't know why I can't be quiet, why I can't shut up, because God had something for you to say, brother. And when God comes by, let the sap flow.
Amen.
Let the Spirit move in you. Why, preacher? Every time you get to dreaming around on them old pines, when you go home that evening, what you got all over you? You got sap all over you, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You get to messing around them old trees, and you'll get that stuff all over you. And it ain't enjoyable. It really ain't. You get around the house of God. You get around the trees that's full of sap. Guess what? You're going to get all of it. You ain't going to like it. You're going to go home and you're going to run on skin and roll back. That's something about this sap. Hey, it don't run all over the outside. Hey, this sap gets down and it gets the demon down on the inside. You can't wash it off. You can't flush it out. It goes deeper than that.
Amen.
But you're crazy as a shot cast. I'm saved to the uttermost. I'm born again. I ain't what I used to be. I'm washed in the blood. Makes me a little peculiar.
Amen.
You know who looked crazy? Nebuchadnezzar, with his fingernails growed out, his hair growed out there eating with the cattle.
Yes, sir.
Huh? The world thinks the church looks crazy. They ever get their eyes open, they'll see just how bad a shape they're in.
That's right. That's right.
Nebuchadnezzar realized he needed the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel when it came down the end of it. At first he thought he's going to give them his name. He's going to feed them and teach them how to worship. He was going to show them how. Hey, I didn't know what's going on here. This world today thinks it's going to teach the church how to worship God.
Yeah.
Going to teach the church how to coexist. Going to teach us how to accept things. How we're not going to bow. How we're going to go to what they say. I'm going to tell you what. Hey, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, stand strong. Don't eat the king's meat. Don't bow to their God.
Yeah. That'll stand, son.
It stood for a long time when he's told it.
Jeremiah had a little bit to say about all this too. 17th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Here's Jeremiah talking about the sins of the people. Starting in the first verse, he said, "The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the hills, upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders." Listen. "And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee." Gonna cut them down, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
"And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not." He's gonna bring them down to a place they didn't realize they could go, just like he did Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't he? "For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in me, in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited." He's going to dry them up, ain't he? What happens? He cut them off from the sight, didn't he?
Amen.
He cut them off from the blessings of God. Hey, I can go through, Mark. I could go through example after example. Old Samson got cut off, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, he got his hair cut off, preacher. No, he got cut off from the power of God.
Right.
Hey, when he got cut off from the power of God, where did he end up? In the hands of the enemy.
Right.
Hey, with no strength, his eyes plucked out. He was down in the hands of an enemy that cared nothing for him.
Right.
You think we're rolling along because we're so tough, we're so good, we're so smart. Oh no. Hey, we've been eating under the tree for years and thinking we was the tree.
Yeah.
Where are you? What did he get you? When you get cut off with your stomach? Dried up, dead, laying there, and can't do nothing for yourself. Why are you laughing and smiling, preacher?
These people running around. I remember Mike Sir telling me he cut a load of logs one time, had it stacked up somewhere up here, up in Lester, and said they told him he'd come back over and his wreath laying all over that tree. And they told him his woman spent the whole day before he got back there to get them logs, laying up there crying and weeping over them old dead trees. Ain't that stupid? I'll say it. Yes, it's stupid. I'm scared. That's stupid. They laid over an old dead tree crying over it. Hey, I ain't here this morning to cry on the old dead tree. No, I'm here to cry this morning for the sap that can get the flowing. And on the inside of you, I promise you, Lazarus died better. Hey, it wouldn't matter if he'd have died a rich man. He died and went to heaven because his soul was saved.
Amen. Yes.
Preacher, that's mean. I don't care if you die a beggar. I don't care if I die a beggar.
Amen.
I got Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the sap.
The Lord, through Jeremiah, the watcher,
he got to tell these people, "I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you dry. I'm going to make you desolate." You know where I got Bobby Griffin before I got saved? I got dry and desolate. I got empty. And I was an old dead tree just lying there.
He didn't care who cried over me. He didn't care. It didn't matter who tried to stand me back up. I kept falling.
Yeah.
Now you take an old stub of a tree out here and you go to try to raise it back up. Try to make it. Save it. It'd be just like old Dagon was. When they moved the Ark of God back in there to try to set it up with their old God. They come in there the next day, it's all right, and that thing was laying on its face. They tried to set it up again. God done told them it's dead. God was done letting them know this is not a God. They tried to set it up again. What happened the next day? They got to the legs and arms and the head off of it. And they went no way to try to straighten it up again. You keep trying to stand yourself back up. You keep trying to tell God, I'm all right. I'll worship what I want to worship. I promise you, before it's over, He'll cut your head, your hand, and you'll lay there. Amen. There is a point of no return.
Yes, sir.
There is a point of no return.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep trying for it. Wonder how many times a rich man walked by Lazarus and said, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll see what that old boy's got.
Amen.
But today,
amen.
I got a house full of pleasure.
Yes,
today, I'm basking in my purple fine linens. Today, I'm sitting down and I'm eating like a king. Wonder how many times that old beggar he begged for a piece of crumbs from the table. Wonder how many times old rich man thought, I'm going to get that old boy. You get the only piece of bread.
Yeah.
Wonder how many times he walked by and said, take old Lazarus, the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many times he done that. How many times today people run by the church house, oh, 10 or 20.
Yeah.
How many times people scrape your driveway?
Yeah.
Huh? What are you talking about? How many times? Hit me up because you're in church.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you're in church, I'm going to tell you what, you think it's going to get your head the wrong way.
That's right.
Or how many times that rich man thought, one of these days I might sit down over the mirror again somewhere and find out what's the difference about him. There come a day when time ran out for him.
Amen.
There come a day when the Bible said he died and in hell he lifted up his eyes in torments. Never again. And what was he begging for? He got the water from the finger of the one he always thought he'd been.
Yes, sir.
There's many people today screaming out of the pits of hell. Begging for a drop of that water that flows from the top of the mountains. And it gets down in the deepest valley. It brings the sap into the trees. See, that's the very start of the sap in the tree. It's the water in the grass.
That's right.
And there would. You get your roots run down in that ground right there. You get to pull in that water and all that. You don't know what's wrong with you this morning, Lee? You got your deep roots a little deeper this week. You start adding another lane to the tree. The sap went flowing this morning, didn't it? This old sinful man got cut up this week.
Yeah.
Boy, started filling that with sap. Everybody walks by wondering, what's going on? Boy, something happened to that tree.
Right.
Hey, every time you see a tree that's all skinned up, don't you wonder how it got that stuff? But you can't really tell because it's so full of sap.
That's right.
That's the way it'll get your life if you get Jesus to ruling and reigning.
Amen.
People's going to look, they're going to wonder what you used to be and wonder how you became what you are, but all they're going to be able to see is the sap of flowing.
Yes, yeah.
Oh. Listen to this. Let me get back to where I was at. Thus, in the 5th verse, in the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man,
and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, and not inhabited. Listen now. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Listen, I'm going to read on down here. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Now I'm going to read that one more time. You just get this. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Listen here for what he shall be. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
Amen. If you got that, that was shouting so. It don't matter what's going on, Lee. I don't know when it gets hot. When the sap gets to flowing, yeah, the trace of the Lord ought to be full of sap.
Right.
The droughts are coming. Hard times are coming. The end of the world's coming. Got the wrong man in the presidency. Got a virus everywhere. Hey, I'm all right. Hey, I'm full of sap this morning. Hey, I'm planted down by the river. Hey, my roots run deep. Hey, I'm going to stand on water. Then I'm never going to dry. I'm all right this morning. As I said this other day, children of Israel hung their hearts in the wilderness down by the rivers of Babylon, didn't they? They couldn't even find nothing in the river of Babylon to make them where they want to stay or play anymore. I'm going to tell you something. There's water flowing out of Babylon, but it ain't worth reading.
That's right.
It won't make you put a song in your heart anymore. There's water flowing from the throne of God.
Yes, they are.
Son, did you get them roots that deep down into that? Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
You ever been just so hot, you just didn't think you could stand no more. You was just about to suffer a stroke. I've been there. I guarantee you, most of you men and others that's worked outside, and women, you just know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
This cold water still thirsty, so, and so is good news for the far country. Now, have you ever been so hot? The men are working next to some water. You just take off and walk down into that. Boy, first, that little baby. It keeps you up. And you'll think, I'm not going back out here. Then you get to remember how hard it is over on the shore. What do? You get to walk in just a little deeper out into it. Oh, boy, it gets up around the waist, and you start. Suddenly you go shaking, your whole body clenches up. And the next thing you know, hey, just dive on in head first. You come up, hey, everything's all right. I promise you this morning, you might be sitting back in your chair, and you might have got your toes in the water. Boy, you're clenched up, and you're standing there, and you're thinking, I can't go no further. I promise you, take another step. Get just a little closer to get deep in the water. And when you get up here to where you can, go ahead first. You come up from there, and I promise you, it won't kill you. It'll restore life to a dead tree. Amen.
from Daniel Gray three times a day. Over in the same place, some of them couldn't sing. Old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood tall in the midst of trouble. Right in the same place, some people couldn't sing. Had never seen it that way. I'm going to tell you what. What was the difference in them four men? This full sack. Let me tell you something. There's a lot today. They'll sit in the house of God. They can't sing. They can't pray. They can't do nothing. Because they're so far down in Babylon that they can't find no water. They can't find no hope. Ain't got no sap. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what. They still some. They can sing in a strange land. They still some that can pray. They still some that will stand. Praise God. Be one of them this morning. They'll stand. When they say to bow. And you'll stand your tallest on your knees in an hour.
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into that fiery furnace bound, and they fell on their face. And the first thing they seen was feet, as though they'd been burned in the furnace. They seen brass, fine brass. And the next thing you know, when they fell on their face, what happened? Hey, they got lifted up. They got to walk with them. I promise you this morning, hey, it might be fire it looks like in front of you. Hey, but when you go in, you just fall at the feet of those, hey, fall at those feet as though they've been burned in fire. Hey, you look up at him. Hey, when he calls your name, I promise he'll lift you up. You'll walk in the fire. You thought you never could. You showed you can. I just don't believe it. Well, I done read to tell you what happened if you trust in him. Now I'm going to tell you about a man that did. Go on down here over in Daniel. I know I went back and forth, but I don't think it's been confusing this morning at all. No. Over here in the book of Daniel, 4th chapter, 34th verse. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Hey, ain't nothing better than that. You know what? Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, I just have to stop a minute. Nebuchadnezzar was one mean fellow. Oh, he was. He was one bad dude. He hated God. He hated God's people. He didn't care to murder. He didn't care to steal. He didn't care to defile. But I promise you this, you don't get too mean. You don't get too bad. Hey, you don't get too low. Then God can't put you down. Hey, then lift you back up. Who? Well, praise God. I'm glad they ain't one sin. Hey, they can keep you away from God. Except for the sin of unbelief.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Listen to this. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? I'm going to stop there again. You think you can stop the chastising hand of God for your life?
No, sir.
He said none. Within myself, there's no putting a stop to it. That tree's going to get cut down whether you like it or not. Nobody can stop him. Listen to what he says. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me,
and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty, and added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase.
Amen.
He was a man that thought he had everything.
They could have never imagined being brought so low that God could have brought him back to a place. You see the difference in the man after he had an encounter with God? After he had been brought low?
Yes, sir. He said all his brightness, everyone returned unto him, everything was established back to him.
But what did he say after that? Now, before it was, look what I done.
Yeah.
Look what I've got. Listen here. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. You want me to tell you what will be different in your life when you get saved? It won't be I me anymore. When I throw it in there, it'll be I've got this because of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
It'll be I'm blessed because of Jesus. It won't be I've done this and I've done that.
How did things change so much, preacher? The only tree got cut back up. A new seed got planted by the waters of the tree of life.
The old man Adam has to die.
Yes, sir. But I'm thankful that through Jesus Christ, all can live and shall live.
Yes.
I'm thankful for a seed that got planted.
Adam still had roots in the garden. That's where his creation happened. You know what the sweetest thing ever happened in the garden was? It wasn't the dust. That was amazing. That was a miracle. That was wonderful.
But God Himself looked down and said, this is a pile of dirt. This is nothing.
Yes, sir.
I created this. I brought the mountains up out of the sea. This is all my work right here. But this is just dirt. Mm-hmm. It was just a form. You know what was amazing that day? God Himself, the Creator of all, was willing to place His mouth
yes.
and breathe the breath of life in man's mouth.
Amen.
You know what your root is in the garden? You still got a soul that's tied to God right now.
Yes,
and it's bound, and they ain't no Satan on that
thing back up on it.
It's bound with iron and brass.
And God cuts that tree down. There's a new seed planted. He grows a new tree.
Adam's got a tie to the garden through the flesh, through the spirit.
But the flesh will never get back in.
No,
the flesh will never see the flowing waters of God in its soul.
No, sir.
But the soul can cry out unto God.
Yep.
It's a sap and egg flowing. Ain't that beautiful? Ain't that amazing?
Yes.
To me, it's I've not even been able to wrap my whole head around this. Why? Because my head ain't in it.
No.
The mind is enmity against God.
Yeah.
Even your heart's deceitful. It's wicked. Desperately wicked. Do you know who can change the heart?
I don't look back through here this morning and see dead trees. I look back through here and see what God can bring to life. Now I don't see your flesh. I don't see your flesh, David. I see some sap that flows from down deep. There's a saying, and I didn't mean to say it.
Beauty's only skin deep, but ugly goes to the bone. You ever heard that?
I got something that goes deeper. In the bone. I got something that goes deeper than anything else. My flesh didn't get saved that night at Romans when I was 12 years old. My soul got a hold of anything.
Yes.
And ever since then, there's been sap flowing, there's been life, a drug. It's getting bigger and bigger. This old flesh, every day, moves towards the grave. Every day, I'm inching a little closer. But out in my soul, there's a new room. Spirit of God, sap needs to flow. There's a new room. And you know what? It's forever.
Yeah. I'll never quit growing. In Him. All that time Nebuchadnezzar was out there eating them beasts, he didn't have a bit more sense about him than to know where he was at. He'd been brought down there and was there before he knew.
That's right. And was eating with them and enjoyed it while he was living. How do you know that? He didn't. Show me where he resisted.
Show me where he tried to get out of the field. Show me where he tried to cut his fingernails, try to cut his hair, try to look different, try to change. Mm-hmm.
You want to know how we are? When we're on top of the world, the next thing you know, we're down in the deepest hot lot that is.
Yes, sir.
We're down there before we know it. And we're eating it up, and we're just, and the next thing we know, we're just like that old boy that's down there in that hot lot. We come to ourselves, don't we? What happened to Nebuchadnezzar? He finally came to himself, didn't he? He's eating with everything else. He was watered with every other beast and everything that was out there. Then one day he came to himself.
Yes, sir.
What did he do? He turned him over, didn't
he? Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, and I'm just going to be honest with you.
When we're lost, we can't help but sin.
That's true.
When we're out in this world, you can't help but get far and deep in to keep it going that way. It'll happen. You can't stop it. I don't care who you think you are. And before you know it, you're down there in the bottom. Before you know it, you're doing stuff you never thought you'd do.
Amen.
Then one day, you come to yourself. And you look, and you say, man, this ain't me. How can I come out of this?
I believe when he come to himself,
I believe he remembered the word of his dad.
Yes, sir.
I believe he remembered seeing them three Hebrew children. I believe he remembered the God of heaven. How do you know, preacher? I got his testimony.
He give God all glory and all honor.
And I promise you, when you get saved, you'll come up giving God all glory, all honor, all praise.
Yes, sir.
But you'll have some new sap flowing in you. Old sap, it'll rain down in the winter.
Yeah.
And it'll make you weak and easy to break.
Yeah.
This sap keeps flowing for all eternity. You won't know when it gets hot. You won't know when it gets cold. You'll always have fruit.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You'll be a tree that's planted by the river. And there'll always be water. And you'll always have sap. That's what the Lord laid on my heart this morning. I hope.